Thank you. I'm so excited to welcome you to our 2020 Solstice Satsang, this time of fertile darkness and gathering light. You know, it's become kind of a tradition for us to have a solstice conversation and to do a reset. And at this time, we look at the year past, we recognize our accomplishments, and also our disappointments, the ways we've grown and deepened. We get to make prayers and intentions, and we get to join our personal energies with the energies of the planetary year, and even to recognize how profoundly connected our own rhythms are with the rhythms of the planet. So, as most of you know, there are four solstices in the year, and every one of them carries a profound transformative profound transformative energy, because they're junction points. And at junction points, what in Sanskrit are called sandhyas, literally a meeting place, at these junction points, at these meeting places, the energies of one movement, one planetary movement, pause and merge into the beginnings of another. So the solstice is the place where the maximum light or maximum darkness reaches its culmination, where two polarities come together, create a space, a pause, where we can sense into the heart of things. One of the great hexagrams from the I Ching, the Taoist book of life advice, actually one of the great wisdom texts of the world, describes this moment in the year as the turning point. So if you know the I Ching, or the basic understanding behind Taoist practice, you may know that the 64 hexagrams in the I Ching are based on the recognition that both in the natural world and in our lives, change is constant. There is a constant kind of tide of energies that runs through the seasons, runs through the day, and what applies in the outer world also applies in the inner world. So to the Taoists, as to the sages of the Book of Ecclesiastes, timing is everything. You know, it takes many of us a long time to get this. It certainly did me. I learned it the hard way by constantly trying to buck the tides of the times. And eventually I learned that just as you don't plant tomatoes in Massachusetts in January, you don't expect to reap the harvest of your efforts until the tide is with you. So the turning of the year, the solstice, is the moment when we gather the harvest, what we have sown, as it were, and reaped in the year gone by, and then we gather the seeds that we will plant in the year to come. And the seeds, of course, are our intentions, our wishes, the insights we've gained from the year past. So the commentary on this hexagram from the I Ching says, after a time of decay comes a turning point. There's movement, but it's not brought about by force. The powerful light that has been banished returns. The old is discarded. The new is introduced. And for this reason, the transformation of the old becomes easy. So this is what we're about. We're going to perform a ritual of harvesting and planting seeds of transformation. Now, part of the beauty of ritual and ceremony is that a really powerful ritual is timeless. It's going to allow us to become more present to the eternal, and it also helps us to deal with the issues that are up for us in the present moment. But of course, the efficacy of a ritual depends on our willingness to be fully present. So to be in ceremony, we suspend doubt for a while so that we can open ourselves to the timeless synchronistic magic that somehow connects these mental acts with our embodied experience of transformation. You know, ritual, especially the ritual that we're doing now in the virtual realm, actually happens in the imaginal world, the subtle world that interpenetrates the physical world, but which is not the same as the made-up world of imagination. It's actually the realm of reality that is prior to the physical world, so that the intentions that we make, the understandings that we come to, the insights that arise for us in the subtle realm have an enormous power to activate the physical world. And one thing that is really important to understand as we become present to this is simply that we're being inundated, especially at this moment, by loving energies, planetary energies and divine energies, energies that can be both wildly creative and deeply healing. And again, in my experience, that love wants to shower itself on us from every side, from above, from below, from before us, from behind us. It wants us to recognize that it belongs to us, that it is what we're made of, and also for us to recognize that it is completely willing to support us in creating both the next steps in our present and the future that lies before us, both as individuals and as a society, as a collective. So if you don't already have a journal or some paper and pen with you, I would really like to encourage you to take a moment now and get that. And if you're driving or walking as you listen to this, you can use the journal of your mind. But in that case, you may want to re-listen to this call and to do some of the journaling once again with paper and pencil, because paper and pen, it actually makes a big difference, as I know you know, to write things down. So we began this session by listening to a chant of the Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Sivitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. And this mantra, which is, of course, one of the chants that is done in India at daybreak, it means, Om, let us contemplate the celestial splendor of the Supreme Sun who gives life to the three worlds, the world of the physical body, the world of the mental realm, and the celestial realms, the realms of spirit. May that supreme light inspire our visions. So, as we begin, imagine that the radiance of the celestial sun is showering down on you, flowing into your body through the crown, filling your brain, your neck, your shoulders, your heart, your lungs, your whole body with prana, with warmth, and with light. And as you feel the support of these energies, also recognize and acknowledge the presence of the community that's gathered here. We're from 5 continents. We're from several different countries. And yet we're together in this virtual sangam. And as you open yourself, you may actually feel the energy of the community around you, supporting you, pouring into you. And perhaps beyond that, you may sense the deeper truth behind the law of community, because in consciously connecting to each other, we're connecting to the deepest truth of all, the truth that one awareness holds everything that we experience. So you in your physical body, me in mine, are powered and lived by this same awareness whose insides are lined with love. You know, we live in a universe whose nature is so profoundly intimate that whether we know it or not, we cannot act or think a thought that doesn't subtly impact the whole. And that's why what we do here is important, because by our thoughts and actions and intentions, we do create more possibility, more awareness, more openness, and not just for ourselves. Because the imaginal world is not merely fantasy, but it's a real dimension of reality where it's possible to create without limit and influence the material world in powerful ways. So imagine now that you're taking up a candle. See the candle in your hand, with your inner eye. Of course, your eyes are closed. Maybe your eyes are open and you have a physical candle, but I'm assuming that all of us are lighting this candle in the inner world. And like an ancient magician, a sorcerer of the inner realms, feel that from your fingers a flame shoots out and lights the candle. Now, holding the candle in your hand, imagine that we are gathered in a circle that extends around the world, that all of us are held not only in the circle of awareness that was never born and never dies, but also within the magic circle of our shared vortex, our shared sangam. Place your candle in the center of this circle, making, as you do, the intention to be fully present during this gathering. And now we're going to chant Om, the primordial mantra. We're going to chant Om seven times, feeling as we do the vibration of the mantra in each of your seven chakras. So starting at the base, you can place your hand at the base of your body. And we'll inhale together and chant, Om. Place your hand over your lower belly. Om. Place your hand over your sternum. Place your hand over your navel, over the place of the seat of the third chakra. Om. And place your hand over the sternum, activating the heart. Place your hand at the base of the throat. Om. Place your hand over your forehead. Om. And place your hand over the crown. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Feel that you have actually infused your body with the energy of the primordial mantra. As I was thinking about this gathering, I began, as I always do when I consider the solstice, what the universe wants from us this year, or what the universe in particular wants from this particular community. It felt especially important because, of course, the political intensity of this time raises huge questions for contemplatives like me and like many of you. We're obviously in a time that demands activism, especially activism in the service of truth and justice. And at the same time, one thing that we know as contemplative practitioners is that in order for our actions to be effective, they really need to come from our connection to the power at the heart of the universe. And I was thinking that at this time of year, many charities offer triple matching for donations. So if you give $100, it becomes $300 because some wealthy and generous donors have offered to match their donations from the rest of us. So your donations become three times as effective. So for us, right now, our insights and our offerings are being empowered by the forces of grace. Grace more than triple matches. Maybe matches 1,000 times anything we do as an offering or in service, so that each one of us is actually and potentially a channel for the compassion of the universe, for the fixing of the world. So I asked the universe what wants to be said now, because this is a time of such upheaval as well as such profound evolutionary opportunity. Two words came up. One was truth. The other was transfiguration. And when I asked, you know, transfiguration means the quality of experience in which the light of the higher worlds or the light of a great being enters into our bodies and literally inundates our fragile and vulnerable human bodies with spirit energy, with the energy of the higher realms. So part of what we're going to be doing today as we meditate and make intentions is opening ourselves to transfiguration. But I'd like to start with truth, because as we all know, truth is deeply under threat these days, and not just because in so many places in the world, including the United States, we have leaders in media who misstate the facts of everything. It's not just because we're so glutted with information that we can't tell what's real and what isn't. But part of what we as practitioners are being asked to do is look into truth at a deeper level. I mean, factual truth is seriously important. But what I'm thinking is up for us is actually looking into the truth of what really matters, what we really should be paying attention to. You know, it's crucial to be able to tunnel down into the ground where love and awareness are the most real substances in this world. And to understand that when we are holding on to love and awareness, that the other qualities which make life worth living begin to come online quite naturally. So here's a question that we can contemplate, and I'm going to give it to you as homework. What is the deepest truth you are ready to live this year? What is the deepest truth you are ready to live in 2021? And during the course of our time together, you'll have the opportunity to consider this. But I want to offer right now, before we begin our ceremony, the main truth that has sustained me through all the dark times in my personal life, and which I sometimes feel that all my practice has been about, and that's the truth that all this arises and subsides within the ocean of Shakti, whose only motivation is the unfoldment of love. You know, I think many of you have seen this truth in meditation with open eyes. And if you're like me, whenever I realize it, I'm kind of brought to my knees with the realization that all the suffering and weirdness of this physical world is always being supported and held by this scintillating love. And I want to read some lines from a poem by T.S. Eliot. It's from a poem called Little Gidding. And he got something that to me is the very essence of the mystery that we're living. He writes about the condition of suffering that is such a part of life. And then he says something deeply surprising. So here's how it goes. Who then devised this torment? Love. Love is the name behind the hands that wove the intolerable shirt of flame, which human hands cannot remove. So human hands can't remove the truth that they're suffering in life, despite the fact, of course, that we're called to do whatever we can to make it better. There's no way that we can permanently remove suffering, either from our own lives, from the lives of the people that we personally love, or from the planet itself and all the creatures on it. No, it's part of the contract we make when we come into this world that will allow our values and our souls to be honed by suffering, by the challenges and difficulties of embodiment. Even in the lives of people who, you know, who have a pretty comfortable existence, there are these profound challenges and difficulties. And the reason that we agree to do this is because this is how we grow as souls. We place ourselves in this fire of embodiment, which allows us, if we're willing to really step up to it, to become both fully human and also fully divine. And what allows this to happen is that as saturated as life is with challenge and effort and suffering, it's also saturated with love by that burning, unending, transpersonal love, which is also at the very heart of our purely human and personal love, love that lives in us waiting to be liberated. You know, and every one of us is in a process of awakening to this truth. Some people say the planet itself is awakening and that our individual awakenings are being powered by a cosmic imperative. I don't know about this, but it's certainly obvious that we're in a huge collective process. We don't know what the outcome will be, but we do know that this is our chance today, right now, to do the great work of letting go of whatever doesn't serve our awakening and opening into the streams of light and awareness that are gathered around every one of us, every one of you, ready to step in to support us at any time we're open to grace. So I know that many of you have practical issues in your lives right now. Some of them are mega issues, life or death issues. But what we need to trust is that grace is the fail-safe, the guide rope that we can follow through the thicket of our karmas into the truth that the only thing that's real is love. So find your posture, firm your posture. And allow yourself to take in three slow, deep breaths. And as the breath flows in, feel that you're breathing in trust in life's fundamental goodness. And as the breath flows out, allow it to take away distraction, anxiety. Allow the exhalation to soften your body. Now let the next inhalation draw your attention into the heart. Feel the energy of your heart being touched by the flow of breath. Feel that the breath actually flows in and out of the heart as though, as we often say in these gatherings, as though there's an opening in your chest wall and the breath can flow directly into the heart. Every breath making you aware of divine gratitude. Whether we believe it or not, this universe is grateful to you. It's true. the universe, which as we know, opens when we experience gratitude. But the universe asks nothing of you that it doesn't practice itself. So recognize that goddess, the power behind all this, feels grateful to you simply for who you are. She's grateful for everything you contribute to life, for every hard decision, for every moment when you transform a negative thought into a loving thought, for every moment of longing, for every insight, for every kind word, for every time you remember truth, for every moment when you regret a mistake and wish to be better. So as you inhale, allow the universe's gratitude flow into you through the breath. So now, inhale gratitude from the universe. Receive it. Really let yourself receive it. And then exhale gratitude for life, for your body, for your cognitive capacities, for your senses. Inhale gratitude for you. Exhale, offering gratitude for everyone who has consciously or unconsciously helped maintain your life, those who grew and harvested your food, those who build and maintain the place you live, those who make your clothing, build your roads, serve you in thousands of ways. Inhale gratitude. And exhale gratitude. Now we'll begin our proper ceremony. We ask that our ceremony this evening be of benefit to all beings and to the earth herself. Now imagine that you're seated with a group of your close friends and family members around a fire. In your circle are people you know well, and also people who may be more peripheral to your life. You don't need to visualize those people, just feel their presence with you. And feel the presence of all of us meeting you through the ether. In the center of your circle is a sacred fire. And again, as many of you know, in every ancient cultures, the ceremonial fire is seen as a living being, a sacred mediator who carries our offerings and our intentions to the higher worlds. Fire is also the power that dissolves contraction. So whatever we offer to the fire is purified, is transmuted, is transformed. So notice in front of you is a golden tray containing a pile of flowers, roses, gardenias, marigolds, whatever flower holds for you a special power. So let yourself be aware of these flowers as the materials you'll use to make your offerings. And as always, when we make imaginal offerings, it doesn't mean that we have to make an exact perfect visualization. The power of your intention, the power of your focus, is actually going to empower the offerings, whether you directly visualize them or not. Now, bring to mind an aspect of your life in the past year that you would like to celebrate. Could be a personal accomplishment, a moment when you freed yourself from an old pattern. It could be a project that you completed. It could be the fact that you got through the pandemic with a certain amount of grace. It could be a romance. What have you done, realized, expressed, or even survived during 2020 that you feel proud of or happy about? Just one thing for now. Now, take one of the flowers in your hand, place into the flower the accomplishment or gift that you've brought to mind. Imagine that you hold the flower in your hand and infuse it with your sense of accomplishment. Now offer it into the fire, asking that it be amplified by the power in the flames. And as you offer it, say silently or out loud, Om So Hum, Om So Hum, Om So Hum, Om So Hum. Feel that as the flower dissolves into the flame, that the power of your effort, the power of your gift, the power of your accomplishment is being offered into the higher realms where its power is amplified thousands of times. Now begin to remember another accomplishment, another challenge that you met, another gift that you gave or received in the year 2020. Take up another flower, fill it with pride in your accomplishment, gratitude for your own efforts, gratitude for what you received through it. Place it on a tray. Take it from the tray and place it in the fire. Om So Hum. 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 Now remember one more accomplishment, gift, something that you want to celebrate that occurred this year. Something that you did yourself or something that someone you love accomplished, or a collective accomplishment. Place it in one of the flowers. And with Om So Hum, offer the flower into the flames. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Now consider something that you regret. It could be something quite recent, or it could be something that comes to mind that's unresolved, an unresolved regret from earlier in your life. Maybe an action that was less than your best, a choice that took you away from your heart, something you said to another person that was painful for them, a mistake, anything that you may have said or done that was did not feel like it was in the fullest alignment with your highest self. For most of us, these regrets are pretty obvious. They're pretty available. They're not that hard to remember. Some of them are the things that come up when you're not feeling good about yourself. So take one of these regrets, place it into a flower, and ask that it be dissolved in the sacred fire. Just as the power within the fire conveys your offerings of accomplishments to the higher realms. In the same way, the power in the fire dissolves those qualities, those experiences that you regret, that you would like to change. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Perhaps there's another regret or something else that feels incomplete or unsatisfying or disappointing. Place that into a flower, asking that it be dissolved into the holy fire. And again, offer it. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. We're just going to spend a little time offering regrets, disappointments, the aspects of our life that feel unsatisfying. Becoming aware of each one, if that's easy for you, or otherwise placing a blanket sense of regret or disappointment into one of the flowers and offering it into the fire. Om Soham. Om Soham. I offer this and all the regrets of this year into the holy fire, which is transmuting them. And recognize that in making these offerings, you have actually opened your life, your past, and this present moment to be irradiated by the grace of the Goddess's holy radiance. Om Soham. 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 With every breath, every recitation, feel that you open yourself to the holy radiance of the fire. Many of you know and act on the recognition about the power of making offerings. Whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we practice, whether it's successful or unsuccessful, can be done as an offering to the divine. This is how we heal the split between the visible and invisible worlds. And the more we can remember to see our life, our breath, our actions as offerings, as bridges between our physical embodiment and the imaginal realm that holds us, the more we can realize this crazy magical truth about ourselves, which is that we are both unique expressions of the divine, fully human, embodied souls, but we're also completely one with our source. By offering both what we find beautiful and what we want to reject, we are actually purifying ourselves of the karmic imprints that keep us conditioned and limited. And we can do this every moment. We can do it at the beginning and the end of a day. You know, when we start a project or make an aspiration, we offer it. When we see something beautiful, we offer it. When we feel confused, we offer our confusion. When we feel negative, we offer our negativity. We offer our emotions, our mistakes, our regrets, our triumphs. We offer the ways we mess up. We offer our hopes. And the more we do this practice, the more we experience the alchemy that happens when we mingle our human aspirations and mistakes with the divine substance that holds us. So it's one of the great secrets that when we offer our thoughts and actions to the divine, they become permeated with the essential love that is the nature of the truth. This is how it works. This is what begins to transfigure our human form, such that we can begin to recognize our intrinsic divine form, which is equally present within this body and surrounding it. So in the next sequence, we'll be offering some of the basic binding energies that each of us carries in different proportions, and asking that these qualities be transmuted into their sacred aspect. You know, this is one of the amazing truths about our lives, that these qualities like pride, anger, fear, and other egoic energies are not just obstacles. They're not just problematic. They are each distortions of a particular form of divine wisdom and presence, and that we can liberate them so that the negative aspects of distortions become purified in the fire and transmuted into their essence, which is always a divine gift. And this is a very mystical and mysterious thing to grasp, but as you practice it, it starts to become your actual experience, and it really is the miracle of consciousness. You know, because the power in fire is the power in consciousness, the fire of your own awareness, symbolized in the fire, the sacred fire that we're invoking here. It actually can transmute everything that obstructs you in realizing your divine essence. And the faith that we need to cultivate, or one form of faith that we need to cultivate, is understanding that this is deeply true. So you are already divine, and yet your brain and nervous system, not to mention your conditioning, persuade you into the belief that you're limited. So in the Sankhya tradition of India, these imprints are called the coverings, the upadis in Sanskrit, that veil the light of the real self, just the way smoke veils a fire. And that's why so much of the process of transformation is simply about clearing, letting go of the beliefs, the conditioned imprints, the emotional habit patterns, because we don't really have to create our divine essence. It's already there. We just have to let go of what's veiling it. So why don't you open your eyes and just stretch for a moment if you feel like you need to. You can just stand and stretch. We're going to be offering the obstructive quality, and the qualities that we'll be working with are egoic pride, self-hatred, clinging attachment, anxiety or fear, and anger. So our intention is to offer that obstructive quality and name the divine power that we want to liberate within it. And I'm going to give you the names of these powers. You may want to contemplate this, and you may, in contemplating it, notice that there's another quality of power that seems more true to your experience. So again, find a comfortable posture. Take a couple of deep breaths, and with the inhalation, feel that your sits bones and your buttocks become rooted. And with the exhalation, feel that your torso rises from that grounded base up to the crown. And if during the course of this you find that you're being inspired to stay longer with a particular quality or offer a different one, absolutely go with it. So we're going to be practicing with egoic pride, egoic self-hatred, self-hatred in general. The self-hatred is never a divine quality. Clinging attachment, anxiety, and anger. And then we'll transmute them into the divine qualities that lie like seeds within them. So you're seated around the sacred fire with friends and family members. All of us now, all of us in this gathering are with you around the fire. Exhale and let go of the natural distractions and self-doubts that may arise. Let go of any objections that you may have to what I've just said. Just let go of those for this moment. You can take them back later. Inhale and allow the grace of the holy fire to flow in through the breath and into your heart. And as I name an obstructive quality, I'd like you to see if you can feel into its emotional resonance, the experience of it in your body. So feel into the corrosive quality of egoic pride. Just feel how it feels. The way that pride separates you from others. The way it carries with it a kind of brittleness that keeps you from learning new things or benefiting from feedback. Just feel into the quality of egoic pride. And once you have the feeling, imagine yourself taking it in your hands. Ask that through the grace of the fire, your egoic pride be transmuted into unconquerable divine self-confidence. Unconquerable divine self-confidence. Om Soham. Om Soham. I offer my pride into the fire, asking that it be transmuted into unconquerable divine self-confidence. Om Soham. See if you can feel what that divine self-confidence is like. Feel it filling you. Feel it ennobling your heart. Feel it flowing through your body as energy. Who are you when your body is filled with unconquerable divine self-confidence? Now bring to mind the corrosive quality of self-hatred or self-criticism. Feel what the experience of self-criticism, of self-hatred, of self-rejection does to you. Just let yourself experience it for a moment. Feel how it saps your strength. Feel it, how it keeps you from experiencing your own love. Feel how it affects your relationships with others. Now imagine that this quality is being held in your hands. Offer it into the fire, asking that it be transmuted into divine compassion for the vulnerability of being human. Let the quality of self-hatred or self-criticism flow into the fire, asking that it be transmuted into divine compassion for the vulnerability of being human. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. And as you inhale the grace of the fire, sense this quality of divine compassion flowing into your heart through the breath. Feel it irradiating your body. Feel what it's like to be filled with divine compassion for your human vulnerability and for the vulnerability of all living beings. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Now let yourself feel into the experience of clinging attachment, the feeling that you can't live without someone or something. And feel what that attachment creates within you. The fear of loss. The intensity of holding on. The belief that because you're so attached, that person or thing you're attached to must stay with you no matter what. Just feel the discomfort of attachment. And take it in your hands, offer it into the fire, offer also the fear that if you let go of your attachment, you'll also be letting go of love. And as you offer your clinging attachment into the fire, ask that it be transmuted into the power of unbreakable devotion, unconditional affection. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Now, as you inhale, have the sense that the grace in the fire is filling your heart and your body and your mind with the feeling of unconditional affection, unconditional devotion. Sense the feeling of devotion, of devotional love, of unconditioned affection for another, for yourself, for the place where you're sitting, for the world, for the divine. Let yourself feel the supportive, even ecstatic, power of unconditional affection and devotion. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. And now sense the energy of anxiety, the energy of fear. Sense into the feeling of anxiety, the prickly scared vibration of anxiety, the way it fills your muscles with tension and squinches up your eyes and dissolves your confidence and your ability to trust. Just let yourself feel into it. Now imagine that you're holding anxiety and fear in your hands and allow it to slide from your hands into the sacred fire, asking that it be transmuted into the divine quality of heightened aliveness. Ask that your fear and anxiety be transmuted into the sacred quality of heightened aliveness, the energy of life itself. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. And finally, bring into your mind the felt sense of anger. The anger of frustration, anger at the unfairness and injustice of the world, anger at someone who's said or done something that you find hard to forgive. Feel anger. Now take the felt sense of anger into your hands, offer it into the sacred fire, asking that the fire transmute it into the power of effective action. As you offer the felt sense of anger into the fire, ask that the fire transmute your anger, your frustration, anger in all of its different facets, is being transmuted into the power of effective action. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Feel as you inhale the energy of the fire, feel how the power of effective action flows through your body, realizing that you have the capacity to do whatever needs to be done, because the intrinsic ability to act effectively now permeates your body, permeates your mind. And with your next inhalation, feel that you draw the sacred fire itself into your heart like a stream of warmth and radiance, filled with divine qualities. It flows in with the breath, flows through your entire chest area. And feel that this holy fire is glowing inside your heart, now in the form of a thumb-sized golden flame. And feel that the flame in your heart now radiates through your entire torso, filling your chest and abdomen with warmth and light, flowing down into your abdomen, the warmth of the flame now rising from the heart through the throat. Just let your body open to being transfigured by the flame of the holy fire, the flame of grace carried through every cell of your body by the breath. As you inhale, feel, I inhale grace. As you exhale, feel my entire being is filled with grace. And we'll sit in the awareness of the flame in the heart, inhaling into the flame with the feeling, I inhale grace. Exhaling the fire and light of that inner flame through your body with the feeling, my entire being is irradiated with grace. And you can let go of the thought and see if you can feel grace, the active form of divine love, flowing from the heart flame through your body. And take a deep breath in and a long breath out. We're going to do one more ceremonial practice. Having done this purificatory ritual, because that is what we've done, we'll now take a moment to consider, each of us, what you would like to create for your life, for those you love, and for the world. And we're each going to do this in our own way. So begin by asking yourself, what are the deepest desires that I can become aware of now? What are my deepest desires now? And I, to give you a hint here, when we ask ourselves, what is it that I want or what is my desire? Various levels and layers of desires come up, some of them very immediate, some of them in the nature of deep spiritual desires or life desires. So just let yourself be aware of whatever arises. And if it seems that your desires are a little too small, or not fully getting at the depth of what you really want, ask, what do I sense might be possible for me that I haven't fully been able to articulate in the light of the sacred fire? What can I give myself permission to desire right now? Do you long for greater love, for work that fulfills you, for health, for the kind of physical security that leaves you free to focus on other things, for a greater sense of purpose? Just notice, what it is that you desire at the deepest level you can become conscious of for yourself and your life. So we're going to now turn these longings into an intention. You know, I think most of us are pretty aware now that intention, that is to say, the resolutions that we make in the imaginal world have great effect in our life. So our longings in this moment, in the words of a contemporary visionary, our longings in this moment are our first investment in the future. So as you sit, letting yourself breathe in the light of the fire, surrounded by your tribe of invisible friends and teachers and guides, by all of us, and by the people that you most care about in your life, as you sense the power of the supreme light embracing you from the air and from the fire, create for yourself an intention that you can hold in the present moment. Put it in the present tense. You may want to write it in your journal. In fact, I really suggest that you do. And remember, your intention can contain several sentences. For example, in 2021, my family and I are living a life of mutual love and financial abundance, filled with health and vitality, surrounded by beauty, open to love, offering service to our community. So there can be lots of parts to your intention. So take a few moments and create it. Now, in the art and science of making meaningful intentions, the second part of the process is to actually imagine what your life is like as this intention comes alive for you. What is it like to be living in good health, to experiencing a lightened awareness, to be doing work that you love, whatever it is in your intention? How does it feel? So this is the template that you're creating, and as you start to allow yourself to experience the gift that you intend for yourself, the many gifts that you intend for yourself, that you deserve, that you are fully worthy of, that the sacred universe wants to give you, allow yourself to feel gratitude for that which has been created through the partnership between you and Goddess, you and the universe, you and the sacred sun of awareness. And now pick up a flower, hold it in your hand. Place the intention in the flower. And offer it to the sacred flame, to the sacred fire. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. As you offer this intention to the holy fire, recognize that it will be amplified and brought back to you as an actuality. To whatever degree you're willing to faithfully recognize the potential and power in this moment, the more you recognize the potential and possibility, the stronger the activation of your intention. And allow your attention to come back into the heart and ask, what do I most long for? For the people in my life in the year to come, for my family, for my friends, for the people that I interact with. What do I most wish for them? You'll have different longings for different people. But perhaps you can, in this moment, come up with an intention that includes them all. My intention for the people in my life, this is a suggestion, this is a possible formulation, is that they be healthy, that they be happy, that they feel their own divine purpose, that they have enough, that they recognize the goodness that's within them. Create an intention for the others in your life. Write it down. And take up a flower, breathe your intention into the flower, and place the flower into the fire, asking that the sacred fire actualize the intentions that you have formed for the people that you care for. And imagine now how it feels for you to know that the people in your life are solid, are happy, are being cared for, are expressing their fullest potentials. How does it feel to know that you're surrounded by people who are on purpose, who are well, who are deeply well? And I want now to ask you to write down this question, which I hope you will continue to contemplate in the time between the solstice and the turning of the year. The question is, what is the deepest truth that I am willing to live this year? What is the deepest truth that I am willing to live this year? You may have an answer to the question right now. But my suggestion is that you allow yourself to contemplate it. The key word here is willing. Your willingness doesn't have to be total. It can be a little bit hesitant, What matters is that you find a spark of willingness within you to live a truth that will genuinely uplift your life, that will genuinely draw you closer to your own love, and that will also be of benefit to others, to the highest possibilities that you sense in your life and in the lives of the people around you. What is the deepest truth you are willing to live this year? And the solstice is the beginning of a period of transformation, a period of reset that actually extends into the new year. And in the Indian tradition, on January 14th, there's a moment of celebration when the sun in its yearly journey, when the earth in its yearly journey around the sun begins to move in a northward or upward path. And this is sometimes said to be the true turning of the year. So between December 20th, 21st, and January 14th is this period when we can hone our intentions, when we can literally open ourselves to the resetting of our lives. You may have come up with exactly the formulation that you want to carry into the new year. You may also want to contemplate it further. This is an incredibly powerful time. The actual solstice is at 5 a.m. California time. Transpose that into your own time zone. And the famous Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, which is one of the major astrological configurations that is going on right now, is already happening and will be at its closest tomorrow. So recognize now, as you sit with us and with yourself, recognize that you're surrounded by the radiant light of the celestial sun. You're held and observed and known by the sacred awareness and love that is the source and the heart of this universe. Allow yourself to feel the holy fire in your heart and flowing to you through your pores, to feel how with every breath the power of grace is flowing into you from every corner of the universe. As the holy fire of love and grace irradiates your heart from within and without, and flows upwards and downwards into every cell of your body. Recognize that you are an expression and embodiment of the Supreme Self, and that you are held in the hands of that great awareness love, which is the soul of the universe and your own soul. I'm so grateful for being able to practice with all of you. And as we close our eyes and feel that presence from within and around us, understand that what we have practiced during this time together is going to be amplified and deepened in the last days of 2020, so that as you go into 2021, you can confidently let go of the past and let the holy fire of awareness and love create what is to come in this extraordinary journey that we're on together. May all the winter festivals fill you with grace and ecstasy and freedom. Thank you all so much. Namaste.